שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ב'
We are reading in the writings of Rabash.
מהו למעלה מהדעת בעבודה?
The article, What is Above Reason in the Work. You find the study material on KabbalahGroup.info and the Aravut system, and you can send questions through those websites. Writings of Rabash, What is Above Reason in the Work.
כן. אז
המאמר
הוא לא פשוט ולא קצר.
נקרא אותו לאט.
כתבי רבש כרך ב', עמוד 809. מהו למעלה מהדעת?
What is above reason in the work?
הנה כתוב בתפילת מוסר.
It is written in the supplemental prayer of Rosh Hashanah. Thus said the Lord, King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. We should understand the words, King of Israel. Is he not the King of the nations of the world? After all, he is the king of the world. The thing is that we should know that all we say about the Creator is not about the Creator himself. As we said about this, there is no thought or perception in him whatsoever. Rather, the appellations we attribute to the Creator are how the creatures attained Him according to these names. As it is written, by your actions we know you. Therefore, although the Creator is the King of the world, even if the created beings do not want to recognize his kingship, he does not need their consent in order to be king over them. He rules without asking them and does what he wants. No one has any say in the world, but he does what he wants, and he does not need the consent of the created beings. As it is written, I believe in whole faith, and he alone does, is doing, and will do all the deeds.
מכל מקום, אין לשאול אם כן, אם הוא מלך עלינו בלי שאלת.
Yet, we could ask if he is king over us without asking us, why must we take upon ourselves the burden of his kingship if he rules over us in any case? The answer is that we must know that he rules over us, and before a person takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason, meaning that we cannot understand this within reason, and a person cannot see that his guidance is in the form of good and doing good. Instead, every person feels lack in pleasure and enjoyment in his life. And each one thinks that if he could see that he immediately receives what he prays for and asks of the Creator, which is called within reason, he would not have to believe that the Creator hears the prayer, since he would see with his own eyes that the Creator helped him.
But
when he prays to the Creator several times and thinks that the Creator does not grant his prayer, as evidenced by the fact that he did not receive anything he prayed for, Then a person must strengthen himself and say that he believes what is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. Since this is against reason, because reason shows him that the Creator does not answer him. When he overcomes and says that what the intellect and reason oblige him to see, to believe, sorry, he says, I'm not looking, but I believe in the sages who told us that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. This is called faith above reason. By assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this way, we are later rewarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with equivalence of form, called vessels of bestowal. Vessels, kelim, in which the Creator bestows the light and pleasure that He wanted to give. Now we understand what we must attain by crowning the Creator over us. Since by this we acquire vessels with which we can enjoy the Creator. Therefore, while we have no connection with the Creator, He does not give us anything, meaning that we cannot enjoy something that is not in us, meaning we cannot enjoy the Creator. Only to the extent that a person believes in the Creator, he can say that he is receiving from the Creator. However, one who does not believe in the Creator cannot receive from him. Only to the extent of faith in him can one receive from him what he wants to give to the created beings. However, it takes a lot of work to achieve the degree of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. One, a person must know that if he has no faith in the Creator, how can he ask anything of him?
Two,
what will it give him if he has fear of heaven? That is, for whose sake should he assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven? Is it for his own sake or for the Creator's sake? If we say that it is for the sake of the Creator, the question is, what will this give to the Creator if we believe that He is the King? What does this add to him? We can understand that a flesh and blood king needs respect. But does the Creator need the creatures to respect him? Is he needy of his created beings? God forbid. This is as it is written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Fear, which is the most important, is when one fears the Creator because He is great and rules over everything. He is great because He is the root from which all the worlds expand. And His greatness is seen by His actions. And He rules over everything because all the worlds He has created, upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to Him, for they add nothing to His essence. In other words, all the creatures do not add anything to Him.
That's
why do we need to work for the sake of the Creator? As it is written, all your works will be for the sake of heaven, and not for your own sake. After all, the Creator does not get anything from our work for Him, because He has no lacks. Why then do we need to work in order to bestow? Indeed, this is only for the sake of the created beings. For by this they will be saved from disparity of form from the Creator and will be rewarded with equivalence of form called as He is merciful. So you are merciful. It is not that He needs them to work for Him, as though He needs the respect of the creatures. Rather, by working for the sake of the Creator, called only for the sake of heaven, the creatures will benefit from this and will enjoy. This is called that the tzimtzum, the restriction, and the concealment were in order to bring to light the perfection of His deeds, meaning for the creatures to be able to enjoy without feeling any shame. This is the meaning of equivalence of form and dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. By this we'll understand what we asked about the words, King of Israel. Is He not the King of the nations of the world? God forbid. The answer is that in the work, every person is a whole world, as it is written by the Zohar. For this reason, man consists of the nation of the nations of the world and of Israel. Therefore, the meaning of King of Israel is that when a person takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, he is called King of Israel. In other words, Israel means Yeshar El, straight to the Creator. When a person says that he is his king, in other words, he does not say that the Creator is the king of the world from his perspective, meaning without the created beings accepting his kingship over them of their own volition. Rather, the meaning of the King of Israel is that when a person takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, whereas the nations of the world means that he rules over them unconsciously. That is, the Creator is the King of the world, although they have no idea about faith in the Creator and do not even want to think about the matter of the kingdom of heaven. This is considered that the Creator is the King of the nations of the world, meaning He rules over them and does what He wants without their awareness that He is doing and will do all the deeds. This is why when it says King of Israel, it refers to those who have taken upon themselves the kingdom of heaven consciously and willingly. And this is called King of Israel. And unconsciously means the nations of the world. This is, as written, a person repays consciously and unconsciously. Consciously means King of Israel, and unconsciously means the nations of the world, whom he rules, although a person is unconscious, does not even give one thought to faith. This aspect of man is called the nations of the world within a person. Accordingly, Thus said the Lord, King of Israel, means that to those who have taken upon themselves the burden of his kingship, it says, his Redeemer, the Lord of Hosts, that is, they feel that the Creator has redeemed them from the nations of the world, whose control is in the mind and heart. In the mind means that the nations of the world say that only what reason confirms is true, and they do not give a person permission to go by the way of believing above reason. In the heart means that they do not let a person emerge from self-love. Rather, they say that what the heart wants and feels, that it is for one's own sake, these actions they permit. But if a person wants to work in order to bestow, they resist with all their might, and a person cannot emerge from their control. Instead, the Creator Himself redeems him from their governance. And this is the meaning of the words, King of Israel and His Redeemer. That is, once they have taken up upon themselves the kingdom of heaven, called King of Israel, they attain that the Creator is his Redeemer, meaning that only the Creator redeemed them from the control of the evil, and they themselves were powerless to do so.
In this way, we should interpret the words, Lord of Hosts. This name means, as Baal HaSulam interpreted, that as he said, Tzvaot, hosts, are two words, Tse, leave, and Bo, come. That is, Tzva, army, are men of war. These are people who go each day to fight with the evil inclination. They are called army. Therefore, after they have been rewarded with redemption, meaning after they conquer the evil inclination and emerge from the control of the evil, their conduct in the work is by way of ascents and descents, which is called tzvaot, armies, meaning at times they emerge from their control and then they are under their control again. Thus, the name for ascents and descents is Tzvaot. During the work, a person should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? At that time, in the work, they think that they themselves are doing the ascents and descents, meaning that they are men of war, called tzava, army, mighty men. Afterwards, when they are redeemed, they attain that the Lord is of hosts, tzvaot, meaning that the Creator made all the ups and downs they had. In other words, even the descents come from the Creator. A person does not get so many ups and downs for no reason. Rather, the Creator caused all of those exits. We can interpret exit as exit from Kedusha, holiness, and Ba comes as coming to Kedusha. The Creator does everything. Hence, after the redemption, the Creator is called Lord of Hosts. And who is He? The King of Israel and His Redeemer. Accordingly, we should interpret what is written, the deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau. Our mountain means Hirhurim, thoughts, which are thoughts that lead to the state of Zion, Zion, from the word Yetziot, exits. Mount Zion means contemplations and thoughts that bring this sense upon a person, meaning that he ejects himself from Kedusha. These thoughts, it will later be revealed, are where the deliverers ascended from to judge the mountain of Esau. The mountain of Esau means thoughts and contemplations pertaining to wicked Esau. To judge means to conquer and subdue the contemplations of wicked Esau. And what is the meaning of the deliverers will ascend? Who deliver them to conquer the mountain of Esau? It is Mount Zion. That is, the thoughts that cause them to exit the Kedusha, meaning the descents, are themselves what helped them conquer the mountain of Esau. This is as it is written. From the blow itself, he makes a bandage. The fact that they had this sense, which is called a blow, since at that time he came out from Kedusha and fell into the authority of the Sitra Achra, other side, from this itself came only good. This is also called, as it is written, he brings down to the never world and he lifts us. By seeing that one is worse than everyone else, it makes him do whatever he can, not rest until he sees that the Creator takes him and delivers him from the control of wicked Esau. This is the meaning of the words, the deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau. It is written, and the kingship will be the Lord's. This means that specifically then, the kingship will be the Creator's, meaning during the redemption, as it is written, the King of Israel and his Redeemer. And before this, is the kingship not the Lord's? Who else governs the world? We should interpret that Malchut, kingship, has two names. One, Zion. Two, Jerusalem. In the work, we should say that Zion is when she is not revealed yet in and of herself. This is called Malchut, that is internal, meaning it is still not evident to the created beings that Malchut is the ruler of the world, and there is no other force in the world, and only the Creator is the King. This discernment is still hidden from the created beings. This aspect of Malchut is called Zion, meaning Yetziot, exits from Kedusha. At that time, the person thinks that the Sitra Achra, other side, governs him, because he feels that he has no need for spirituality. This means that faith in the greatness of the Creator is in concealment. Sometimes he exits the work to such an extent that he forgets altogether about the existence of the work of the Creator. This is regarded as having fallen from his state, when he worked enthusiastically and thought that from this day onward he will remain permanently in a holy work. Yet, after some time, he suddenly sees that he has been completely ejected from Kedusha. That is, he does not remember the zero point, meaning he cannot recall the moment he was ejected from Kedusha and fell to the corporeal world. Since during the fall, a person is unconscious and remembers nothing. As in corporeality, when a person falls from a high place, he does not remember having fallen. Only when he comes to, he sees that he is in the hospital. So it is in the work. This is regarded as Zion. That is, at the time of redemption, when he sees the kingdom of heaven openly, he attains that the Creator has delivered him from wicked Esau. Then Malchut is called Jerusalem, whose governance is revealed. This is the time to see that all those descents came from the Creator as well. That is, all the foreign contemplations and thoughts they had, no other force was there, but the Creator sent them. In other words, the Creator sent them the descents as well, so that through them they would need the help of the Creator. It follows that Mount Zion, as was said, that the deliverers will ascend to judge the mountain of Esau. Now they say that Mount Zion was also Malchut, called Zion. But her power was concealed, and she helped judge the mountain of Esau. That is, they conquered the quality of wicked Esau, meaning they corrected the quality of Esau. And now they attain that there is no other force in the world. This is the meaning of what is written, and the kingship will be the Lord's, meaning now they see that the kingship was the Lord's then too, and not only now, but before as well, since there is none else besides him. Now that they have been redeemed, they attain that this was so before as well. However, during the concealment, we must also believe that the Creator does everything. But this is above reason. Conversely, now they attain that this is so. However, afterward, they will need to come to the end of correction, which is called in the future. At that time, the Lord will be king over all the earth, meaning even over the nations of the world. This means that the Creator will be revealed among the nations of the world as well. As it is written, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them. This is called, the Lord is king over all the earth. That is, even before the end of correction, the Creator is the king over all the earth. But this is called unconsciously. That is, they do not know that the Creator is the leader of the world. As it is written, who in all your works, in the upper ones and in the lower ones, will tell you what to do and what to work. Only He does everything. And there is no other force in the world but Him. However, this pertains to the people of Israel who believe in the Creator. With respect to them, it can be said that the Creator is the King. That is, consciously, meaning that they, too, know that the Creator rules over them. It is not that the Creator himself knows that he is the King, which is called unconsciously. Rather, they took upon themselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven as faith above reason. They regard it as though it were within reason. This is called consciously, meaning that in the work, faith above reason means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so, and it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason, meaning he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason in a work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take this upon himself. It is against reason. This means that the body does not agree to this. Yet he accepts it nonetheless as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, the person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him as though he has attained it within reason. In other words, a person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to assume faith above reason as though it were within reason. But before this, he must have faith in the sages that such is the will of the Creator, that we will take upon ourselves faith in the Creator above reason. And here, in this order, begin the ascents and descents. Sometimes he grows stronger in faith, and sometimes he falls from his degree and must believe while he's praying to the Creator that he will help him. Yet he does not see that he received the help he needs. Then too, he must believe above reason that everything comes from the Creator. And at the same time, say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? Then he comes to the state of Mount Zion. And then we reach the state of the mountain of Esau. For all the work at that time, before we are rewarded with redemption, is to emerge from their control. At that time, we come to know the work. As it is written, thus said the Lord, King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. And the kingship will be the Lord's, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. It is as it is written, all who are of flesh shall call in your name, to turn to you all the wicked of the earth. All the dwellers of the world will know and recognize. That is, at that time, everyone will know that the Creator is the King. And before this, only the people of Israel know that he is the King.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Gracias, Rab. Buenos días, Clio Lamy. Hay acá algo que...
There is something here
porque
that touches me very deeply.
Recibí un llamado
a few days ago,
consulado de acá de Chile para volver a mi país de origen.
I received a phone call.
Rechazo porque no
the Chilean embassy, consulate, in order for me to return to my country, and I turned down because I have no desire to go back there.
Vaya Chile. Justamente acá en
so that people who need to want to go back, they should go back to Chile. Here in the article, he speaks exactly about that, that he rules over people without asking them, and he does whatever he wants, and no one has any reason of his own. He does what he wants, and he does not need the created beings to agree with him.
Creo con fe completa que solo él hizo.
As it is written, I believe in whole faith that he alone did, does, and will do all the deeds.
En cuanto a eso, nosotros que estamos acá en Israel.
So we were here in Israel. We go through this entire state that is deteriorating all the time.
What
can we establish clearly towards the true perception of reality?
Porque aquí no existe nada, o
towards
sea,
everything that you have been teaching us all these years, because we have our physical body, and this is not true, this whole world. So, Rav, what can we do?
I think
that in this article he explains everything. What do we need to do? We need to demand from the Creator that we recognize Him, acknowledge Him, that He has done, He's doing, and will do all the deeds, those that are revealed and those that are not yet revealed before us in this world. And He is surely caring for us.
And
all hours of the day, from morning till night and from night till morning, we constantly try to think and to expect that His Malchut, His kingship, rulership will be revealed on everything that's happening to us. And here he explains to us the order of the work, to some extent, the few stages you have to go through. Begin from not knowing anything and feeling nothing, and gradually it gets clarified. And that's what we need. Okay.
Claro, sí. Pero salimos de un congreso en la forma en la cual recibimos.
Yes, it's true, but we came out of the congress and we received this state in a very pointed manner.
Mi decena, el CLI latino, no habíamos percibido.
It's something that my ten and the Latin CLI, we didn't really grasp it.
Del trabajo que llevamos haciendo durante tantos años.
It's something which is pinpointed towards the work that we've been doing for so many years.
Yes, and we need to carry on, and according to the article, turn toward attaining the next things. Yes.
Beseder. Kiev 1.
Okay. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот вы сказали, что надо ожидать в каждый момент времени раскрытия.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that we should expect every moment
раскрытия которого мы ожидаем в каждый момент.
Шлитат абуре.
Malchut, the rule of Malchut.
שאנחנו יכולים.
The dominion of the Creator on every speech, thought and action that we can do, to really to feel in it the dominion of the Creator. This is the meaning of revealing His Malchut, His kingship.
Meaning, in every situation, I can feel the Creator's governance? Really?
Yes.
А как вот в течение дня направить себя, чтобы почувствовать это?
How during the day can I direct myself in such a way so that I can feel it? Every action that's not even related.
We have to constantly be in contact with the friends, and when you're together, together you wish to hold on to the Creator and feel His control and everything you've got in mind and heart with your thoughts and with your desires.
Another question. That same Malchut, the Creator, is the authority of the Creator, must be revealed as good.
Например, как товарищам, которые в сложной ситуации находятся.
Let's say now, with respect to those friends who are in difficult, complicated states.
Просто товарищи, которые сейчас под ракетами, скажем,
like this friend that has to fly or and can't do it, or other friends. How in such extreme states can we see the Malchut in a good way?
Simply continue. It all depends on how much a person is present within the force of revelation.
I
apologize, but last question. But this force of revelation that you speak of with respect to this person who is in an extreme state, it can give him the possibility to feel that its governance is a good one?
Both now and forever.
Itafor.
Kertov Rav, toda.
Good morning, Rav, and thank you. Is there a difference between equivalence of form and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart?
No, vaday sheken.
Certainly.
Bli shtavut atzura.
How? Without equivalence of form, can we attain the connection with the Creator all the way to the degree of you shall love? No, it's impossible.
Kav Yud Teisha.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. What exactly does it mean to take on the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven? Like, what criteria must be met? What are the conditions for one to be considered as he has already taken on the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven? Thank you.
That he wants to reveal the Creator in each and every state as the good who does good.
Piti 35.
Piti
35. Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that the Creator will be revealed to the nations of the world as well, as it is written, for they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them?
The Creator is revealed in all of men's desires, even those who have not been sufficiently corrected.
Is the focus in the or we should aim for another perception of reality, a broader one?
No, it's in the 10.
What is the thing that detains us the mostly from going above reason?
Reason?
What is the thing that delays us, detains us the most in the strongest way from going above reason?
The reason.
What reason are we talking about?
A man's reason.
Any reason?
Tov.
H10.
Ken Rav, toda.
Yes, Rav, thanks.
Ma gorem le Israel?
What causes Israel to pray to receive the burden of the kingdom of heaven?
That the Creator is approaching them. So we first need to pray for the Creator to be even closer, and as a result, the desire to pray to Him even more will be revealed, and also the intention of how to do it. Okay?
Tov. Mark 4.
Проясните такую ситуацию. Мы внутри десятки, все должны
clarify the following situation. We in the ten should all be directed towards a very simple perception, and this is our goal, to reach the feeling of the friend, and in this feeling to discover the Creator.
Да.
Is this correct?
Yes.
So now, every friend has his personal deficiency, and as I understand it, he is also connected to the same goal. But each one has it in his unique way. And you're saying that we should not reveal this deficiency in the 10. Why do you say we shouldn't disclose it in the 10?
No, it's not important right now, in truth. We just read about something else.
Rav and dear friend, değerli Rav, uzun bir süreden sonra yine sanala döndük. Yaratan bizden tam olarak ne istiyor ve bu aramızdaki özlemi nasıl arttırabilirim ki mantık ötesi inancı kalplerimize hissedebilelim.
Dear Rav, we returned again to the virtual state. What exactly does the Creator want from us, and how can we increase this longing among us so that we can feel the faith about reason in our hearts?
We need to try to be for the Creator during or according to the conditions in which He is revealed to us. It's difficult to add more than that.
Lama Abore.
Why? Does the Creator give a person torments of love?
The kvar isurim gdolim meod.
Great torments.
Ze omer lanu ad kama she'anachnu kvar mitkarvim alav.
Tells us how close we are, how advanced that we are close.
What can I do? So everyone has a deficiency for the Creator, for love. They also have suffering. So what is special inside of me? Because a person, I want to feel myself as special, unique, right? So
we nevertheless need to try, even during states of love torments, to come closer to Him.
This is a good sign?
This is a very good sign.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. In the third paragraph up from the end, it talks about he must have faith in the sages, and it says that such is the will of the Creator. What does he mean here by such is the will of the Creator, that we must have faith in the sages?
שואל קארל, מה זה רצון הבורא ומה זה שאדם צריך להאמין באמונת החכמים? בסוף המאמר, בפסקה השלישית, מה סוף?
כן. זה ש... אדם צריך להתפלל.
A person has to pray.
And
the Creator will give him the strength to resemble him. As it's written, as if he attained a bar of reason, what he needs to, that which he needs to understand, believe in a bar of reason. It's written clearly. A person should not pray to the Creator. That he will let him understand everything within reason. Rather, he should pray to the Creator to have the power to accept the faith above reason, as if it was within reason. We don't quite understand what is above reason, what is within reason, and that one should equal the other.
But
somehow we have to be aimed at that direction. Somehow, to some extent.
USA Northwest.
Buenos días, Rav. Gracias por la oportunidad. Dice la pregunta, ¿cuál es el propósito de este estado llamado Esau para llegar a una importancia común de que todo viene del superior?
What is this state called Esau? So that we can feel the importance that everything comes from the upper one. This is what it says in the article. So what is the meaning of it?
The state of Esau is when he feels he has powers opposite sanctity. And they're all powers of the Creator. And he's unable or incapable of attaining it. Let's go to Tel Aviv 3.
We are commanded to work for the benefit of the Creator. It's not enough to work. Why is it not enough to work for the benefit of the created beings? Because this is also work in this soul, outside of oneself.
No, for the benefit of the created beings, this work is not holy work.
I'm asking because in order to depict what is it for the benefit of the Creator, I mean, the Creator has no will to receive.
It's
not important. We need to do it this way. That's it. For the time being, respond to yourself in this way. We want to do it this way. Why? To have equivalence of form with Him.
Okay, but when we think about it, when we try to arrange our intention, how in this intention we can receive the power and intensity when it is for the benefit of the Creator. What is that for the benefit of the Creator?
For the sake of the general force of bestowal in the world.
Merci, Rav. Bonjour. Bonjour, tout le monde.
Bonjour.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav, dans le texte, il écrit que ce n'est que dans la mesure où une personne...
The text, it says...
qu'elle peut recevoir du Créateur.
But only to the extent that a person believes in the Creator, he can receive from the Creator. How can we understand it in the work in the ten?
Should
all the ten hearts, the ten friends attain it so that the ten can receive from the Creator?
אנחנו צריכים לעבוד יחד בעד הבורא, כנגד הבורא, ואז בסופו של דבר הוא יבנה בנו.
We need to work together for the Creator, against the Creator, then ultimately he will build in us the right qualities.
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam.
Yaradan'ın bizim üzerimizdeki hükmünü bilmemizin önemi nedir? Teşekkürler.
What is the importance for us to know that the Creator is governing us? The importance is that then we can turn to Him, to direct all of our attention to Him. And in this way, we will reach a direct connection and we will be able to aim all of our deeds, our actions, our thoughts to Him.
Woman PT 27.
Women PT 27.
אנחנו מדברים על זה שהבורא נמצא בכל ובכל זאת
we talk about it that the creator is everywhere.
Still,
you're saying what does it mean that the creator is away or closer, or that we get closer to him? What is this action of coming closer?
Rav, come closer, coming closer means that, we feel him more. That's it. That he is revealed in our qualities.
Woman Moscow 6.
В статье написано, и вдруг он видит через некоторое время, что он вообще вышел.
In the article it says, after a while he sees that he came out of sanctity, meaning he doesn't recall the zero point, that point from which came out of this world. How does a person understand that he is in the consciousness of the work of holiness? Should he make the scrutiny at all?
He feels it. In those same feelings, the same vessels that awaken in him right now. That is all.
Woman have one.
תודה רבה. ובהמשך לזה, מהם המחשבות
שמוציאות את האדם מהקדושה? What are the thoughts that take a person out of sanctity?
Thoughts about himself, or any kind of concern which is not about the Creator and the purpose of creation.
And these thoughts evoke a need for the help of the Creator?
No. No.
אז מה התגובה?
What is the reaction?
The response is that a person does not think about the purpose of creation. But following some time, nevertheless, the state changes, and then he starts thinking about himself and the purpose of creation. And in this way, he directs himself more correctly.
Woman help free.
Talk about dissemination during our current state in the country. Talk about the connection between us as salvation. Is there room to speak of prayer? What is a prayer? How to aim the heart for the correct prayer?
Well, this is what we read now in the article as well. Yes, of course we have to.
All and one.
Morning, Rav. What does it mean that we must attain the crowning of the Creator over us? So what does this attainment mean in that?
We need to attain the purpose of his actions, the reason for his actions, how these actions control us, and how we need to respond to each and every one of his actions.
And what does this have to do with that we can only have joy when the Creator is being crowned over us?
If I think about the Creator and I'm directed towards Him, I am already in joy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Rav.
Woman Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Раф. А как приближаться к Творцу в страданиях любви?
Thank you. How to approach the Creator through torments of love?
Together with the group. Then it is possible.
Kabyutesha.
Kabyu 9.
Thank you, Raf, for the opportunity. What is it to judge the mountain of Esau in the work? And also, what is the relationship between the mountain of Esau and the mountain of Zion in the work? Thank you.
זה מושגים מנוגדים.
These are two opposite concepts. The mountain of Esau is all of the force of reception, and Mount Zion is all of the force of bestowal. And we need to distinguish between them and to understand where do we belong to one or the other so that we don't fall from one side to the other side.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. World 10. The beginning of the article says that we should understand that there is the king of Israel, and what? Is he not the king over the nations of the world? That's the first question.
Seemingly, yes, it can be that a person does not accept him as the king over the whole world.
And then the next line, we should know that everything we say about the Creator is not, we don't talk about him from his perspective, since on that they say you cannot have any thought about him or grasp. But whatever the created beings attain him according to these names, as it's written, from your actions we shall know you. And my question is, we always talk about attaining the names of the Creator after we attain him. About the special state, we're working in parallel to the Creator, and we, only when we attain the vessels that he gives, what is the mechanisms by which he is building us in us this vessel?
This is called vessels of bestowal, the mechanism of bestowal. This is what he creates in us.
It's that same frequency by which he broadcasts those lights to us, and that's what changes the inner feelings. That's the connection between our inner sensations and the ability to acquire new vessels.
Yes, yes. Ukraine women.
Вот у меня вопрос по поводу падений и подъемов, которые там описаны.
I have a question about the ascents and descents described in the article. If the Creator gives us strength, and I feel that I have to invest everything and awake and use this awakening, what should I do fully in order to prepare for the state where the Creator will disconnect me?
You don't need to think about the fact that you'll be disconnected. That's to start with. Never think about descents, about emptiness. So that's the first thing. Second, all the time to be in the direction towards the friends, towards strengthening the connection with them. PT 31.
המצב הזה שמתואר שצריך לפנות לבורא כל הזמן.
State where we have to turn to the Creator all the time causes you sometimes the feeling that you're exposed, very vulnerable.
איך הכי נכון לעבוד עם המצבים האלה, והאם זה...
How to best work with those states, and is this state the result, the correct result of turning to the Creator?
We need to turn to the Creator from the society, from the group. And then when you will feel the power of the group in your appeal to the Creator, you will see these two forces standing one opposite the other, and later on, one with the other.
When
we say to turn through the group, I notice the question is, do we do it in parallel or is work sequential work? Meaning in the group we talk together and we turn to the Creator? Or?
Yes. Yes, yes, that's always the case.
Something is not clear. I connect to the group, I make efforts in connection, consequently I feel that it's easier for me to turn to the Creator. This is one state. Second state is inside the group we speak, we scrutinize, and we turn to Him together. Should it be this way or?
Well, let it be this way. We need to start with something at least.
Internet.
Question from Africa. What is Mount Esau? What are its qualities?
Mount of Esau, it's the egoistic force, which is a big, great, stable, and all of the time it wants to push us away from Mount Zion.
If I know the Creator rules over everything, where should I rise above reason?
Wherever you feel that you are not in above reason. There you should ask. There you should ask to have a grip and strengthening.
Tbilisi.
If I understood correctly, returning to sanctity means accepting the dominion of the Upper One. So does it mean that accepting the dominion of the Upper One is from the Creator and we have to give a praise of gratitude?
Yes.
How can we come to gratitude, and what should we be grateful for?
Be grateful, first of all, that I'm connected with the friends, and I'm grateful to Him that we are together, and we can detect how close we are to Him, and get closer to Him, and ask for it. And in this way, bit by bit. Okay?
No.
Last one from H5. In the middle of reading the article, when the question comes up, it causes me to disconnect from the flow with everyone. Is it recommended to stop and write it down, or should I just give up on the question in order to incorporate with everyone?
Number two is better.
Latin 6.
Gracias, Rab. Usted me respondió de que tenemos que alcanzar el mundo venidero.
You replied to me that we have to attain the next world.
¿Qué mérito tenemos que tener para llegar a ese estado?
What qualities, virtues we need to have in order to attain the next world?
Well, this is off topic, it's not from the article, it's not for now. Wait a little bit, let others ask also.
Focus group.
At the end of the article, he describes the process of the work. He says that first he has to have faith in the sages, that this is the Creator's desire to accept the faith in the Creator above reason. How do we take that first step of belief in the sages, faith in the sages?
It's that we get closer to the friends, and together with them, we try to assemble such a system of relations between us out of which we should rise to the Creator and carry out whatever He wants out of us. But first of all, the direction should be to the society.
How closeness to the society brings me faith in the sages?
Because everything that the sages spoke of, they said it for the society, for the ten.
So what should I hear from the friends, or what should I say to the friends to have faith in the sages?
You should tell the friends.
That
this is the most important thing in life, to be together.
Toda.
Yes, Michael.
If the work in, with the work in the ten, can we make such work that is disconnected from the will to receive without the Creator's intervening?
Again,
can we work in the connection between us in the ten, separate from the will to receive, without the intervention of the Creator?
What does it mean, disconnect from the will to receive? So how do we become connected? How can we be active, feel each other?
No, not that he's not present, absent, but let's say above it. Is the work in the ten still in order to receive? Is what I'm asking.
Well, not necessarily. It can even be in order to bestow. However, it has to be, nevertheless, with the understanding, with the awareness of where we are.
PT 32. With my concern to the friends in the tent, what should I focus on first?
That you are connected with them. Okay, so we are moving on to the second part of the lesson.
Every face, every voice, every breath, a gift from above.